Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 12th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Already, winter weather's had impact on our beef cattle, and it looks like there's more systems to come. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says it adds up over time.
You know, we've had snow in some areas. We've had cold rain in other areas. It did affect a significant part of cattle feeding country, so the most immediate impacts will be, some delays in production. Cattle will be not making weight as fast in this situation. So that'll actually help support markets in the short run. Feedlots were relatively current, and this will delay some market a little bit as we go forward, and that's lost production. So some of that you never get back. It does raise costs and creates a lot of management headaches on an individual level as well.
And those management headaches definitely extend down to our cow-calf and stocker end of the cattle business.
Out in the country, we have a lot of wet, sloppy conditions that's really impacting cow-calf and stocker folks. Cattle needs go up a lot. These cattle are standing around in wet, sloppy conditions with wet hair coats, and so their feed requirements go up pretty dramatically. And in some cases, we have some areas where hay supplies are relatively tight. And so producers need to be careful in not only in terms of managing the inventory of hay they have, but also making sure that they are adjusting the quality of total rations or the feed that cattle are receiving to make sure they can deal with this cold, wet weather.
And Daryl, I know we've talked before, the quality of hay can really make a difference.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we have seen cases in the past where, you know, cows that can get by in drier conditions, even cold but dry conditions, with relatively medium quality hay, shall we say. When it gets really cold or they are, you know, again, wet hair coats and that kind of thing, sometimes those cattle physically cannot eat enough of that quality of hay to meet their requirements. And so you really have to be paying a bit of attention, and you may have to add a little supplement to it to make that work.
Daryl, one thing we've not mentioned yet, wheat pasture.
The wheat pasture is a great help, of course. Lots of stocker cattle out there, but also some cow-calf producers utilize wheat. The problem, again, is that it's wet and sloppy. And so, you know, there's a lot of issues in terms of utilizing those pastures and avoiding the damage to those fields.
Daryl, of course, we are in a new year. What's your early take about how these cattle markets are shaping up for 2019?
Well, you know, in general, pretty strong. Fed cattle prices have stayed strong. Feeder cattle markets are pretty good. To some extent, we're still trying to really get a bead on where we are in the post-holiday period going into the new year. You know, obviously we're not getting all the data we normally would, so that's a bit of a challenge. We're not really sure where we're at on slaughter numbers, carcass weights, and those kinds of things. And really trying to assess how much beef we move during the holiday period, and that sets up demand then in the first quarter in terms of sort of restocking needs and so on. So we're still assessing some of that, but in general, it looks pretty good.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.